questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is. And this morning on Ready, Steady, Learn, we've got Dr. Vicky Shim, who is a Senior Research Fellow at the Auckland Bioengineering Institute at the University of Auckland. Morena, Vicky, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's lovely to have you in the studio. We're talking about something that I'm sure probably everybody listening will at least know one person or maybe themselves who've suffered with this, and it's concussions today. So tell us a little bit about your research. You've been looking at teenagers and teenage rugby players specifically. Why have you picked this as a data sample?
So our concussion research goes back to a few years ago, where we started building what we call a multi-scale model of the brain that links the actual head impact and all the way down to the how the cells are damaged.
Wow,
because
okay.
The problem with the concussion is that there is no objective way of diagnosing the concussion, whether the presence of it or the severity of it. So what we're trying to do with this current study that we are doing, actually doing data collection in Thai Rafiti Gisborne area, actually that started last week.
Oh wow, okay.
So we recruited about 50 high school rugby players.
Yeah.
And we equipped them with the what we call a kinematic sensor that measures how much your head received head impact while you're practicing or during the game.
Yeah.
And that's a mouse guard, so it's like a bespoke mouse guard where we molded the mouse guards to fit the oral cavity perfectly. So those kids have those kind of mouse guard.
Nice.
So what we're going to be doing that is we're going to be following them for a year, the whole season.
Okay.
And we will be collecting their head impact history over the year.
Okay.
So that we can find out who receives what kind of impact and who receives most of the impact, and then we can isolate those players who receive what we call over the threshold head impact.
Right.
And then we're going to be putting them into the MRI scanner to be able to see how their brain changes.
Far out. That's really involved, and I think really important. We've been talking about it as, I guess, a country for a wee while about how, you know, this impacts people's you know, mental health in the long run as well. And what is the, I guess, the research that you're doing right now? What are going to be some of those applications further down the track? How are you going to use this data?
Yeah. So we are in a very unfortunate situation. The New Zealand is leading the world in terms of the rate of concussion.
Far out.
In the developed countries. So we need to do something about it.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure. So what we're trying to do is that we're trying to gather those very valuable data set and put it into the what we call computational modeling framework, where we can rapidly predict who received most what we call at-risk impact. Because most of the people, about 80 or more people who have concussion, recover naturally.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. But we have to identify those 20% who continue to have more symptoms, and then they are more at risk for developing neurodegenerative diseases, like early onset Alzheimer's or later on dementia or Parkinson's diseases. So, so we would like to identify whether we identify the people who actually have this kind of at-risk concussion, and then put them into the right rehabilitation or treatment pathways, so that we can they don't suffer this kind of serious consequences. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to make a mobile phone based app.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah. So what we're trying, because there are many neurological signs that we can detect, like eye movement changes, or your gait pattern changes. So using those kind of like on-field symptoms, we would like to be able to, we are actually in the process of developing a mobile phone app where you can scan your eye movement changes, and then you can tell you like a severity of the concussion and whether you need to go and see a doctor or not. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, I think in some ways it's probably quite obvious why you've picked rugby players as your sample group, but maybe do you want to explain a little bit about why you have gone for that group of people?
Yeah, so we have chosen these young kids because to be able to detect whether there is change in the brain structure, is we have to have the baseline.
Yeah.
We have to have the before concussion, like baseline images. So if we pick like a little bit older adult players, because they might have had a lot of concussions during their
teenage years.
So they might have different kind of baseline starting points. That's why we went for these high school kids who are less likely to have concussion in the past, and their brain will be a lot more cleaner than adult players.
Yeah.
Do you think, the right term.
Do you think we're getting better at understanding concussion culturally as a country? I mean, I think there's always been this idea that we should just, you know, pick ourselves up and carry on. You know, there's not necessarily that wraparound support for people with long-term effects of concussion. Do you think we're getting a little bit better at understanding that, or are you hoping this research is going to push us in a direction of getting a bit more support for those people?
Yeah, I think we're definitely in the right track. I mean, this concussion has drawn a lot of interest from the media in the past, recent years. So a lot of people are now aware that the concussion is not something that can be just brushed off.
Yeah.
But still, a lot of, especially those players, because they are so eager to go back to the field, they are so eager, so they can hide their symptoms.
Yeah.
That's the problem with the current diagnostic process, because players can actually hide their symptoms and then can go back to field as soon as they can. So what we're trying to bring it here is that some sort of objective measurement or the tools that we can actually show to the players that this is how severe you are, so you have to stay away from the field for X amount of time. So that kind of tools hopefully will give better information to the parents as well as the players and the coaches.
Well, it sounds like really important research and really interesting as well. So thank you very much, Dr. Vicky Shim, for coming and speaking to us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.